Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, June 4th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. Facebook plans to change their previous policy protecting politicians from the same content moderation rules that apply to regular users. This decision follows the Facebook Oversight Board ruling the suspension of President Trump was valid and added the same rules should apply to all users, rather than keep the special treatment given to officials running for or in office. Apple is updating the recently released AirTags, taking steps to improve how people can detect unwanted AirTags traveling with them after concerns raised by privacy advocates. Previously, it would take 3 days before someone would be alerted a tag was nearby. Now an alert will occur somewhere between 8 and 24 hours. The AirTag updates will automatically be applied when in range of an iPhone, and an Android app will be released later this year. The European Union unveiled plans for a digital ID wallet, a smartphone app to store electronic forms of identification and official documents. All EU residents would be entitled to an e-wallet, but the EU Commission states they would not be mandatory. The European Commission's Executive Vice President for Digital, Margrethe Vestager, said people would be able to use their EU digital wallets to access Google or Facebook instead of their platform-specific accounts, as dominant online platforms would be required to accept the wallet in hopes of allowing users to have more control of their personal data. Microsoft announced a new Windows event for June 24th to debut What's Next for Windows. Microsoft exec Yousef Mehdi said he hasn't been this excited for a new version of Windows since Windows 95, a strong hint the event will debut Windows 11. On Thursday, President Joe Biden signed an executive order banning U.S. entities from investing in over 50 Chinese companies with alleged ties to defense or surveillance technology sectors, including Huawei Technologies Limited and Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corp., SMIC. The ban takes effect on August 2nd, and investors have a year from this date to divest. Paramount Plus will launch an ad-supported Essential plan for $4.99 a month, taking the place of the $5.99 a month CBS All Access plan, which included commercials and granted access to local CBS stations, as it will no longer be available to new subscribers starting Monday. The Essential plan includes Marquee Sports, CBSN Breaking News, all of Paramount's on-demand movies and shows, but no access to local live CBS programming. TikTok updated their U.S. privacy policy to include a new section detailing the app may collect biometric identifiers and biometric information, including face prints and voice prints. TikTok has not confirmed which developments required the addition of biometric data to its list of disclosures about the information it collects, but said it would ask for consent in the case such data collection practices began. Google announced in an email to Play Store developers that later this year it will cut off access to advertising IDs that track users who've opted out of receiving personalized ads. After a user opts out, developers will simply see a string of zeros in its place. Google has also updated its support page for advertising IDs with the announcement. Bloomberg sources say Apple is working on a new iPad Pro, featuring wireless charging and a return to a glass backing from the current aluminum, as well as an iPad mini redesign. The iPad Pro was last redesigned in 2018 and the mini in 2019. Microsoft announced Microsoft Teams will support end-to-end encryption for one-to-one voice calls across desktop and mobile clients by the end of July. Enabling end-to-end encryption will support standard calling features and screen sharing, but disable recording and transcription services. On Thursday, the United States Supreme Court reached a 6-3 decision, disallowing federal prosecutors from using the 1986 Computer Fraud and Abuse Act to charge those who misuse databases they are otherwise entitled to access. Civil liberties experts are relieved the CFAA will no longer be used to push for prison time for minor computer misdeeds or security researchers. Google Chrome 91 is adding more enhanced safe browsing features, rolling out gradually this month, including a warning whether an extension is trusted or not, as well as a scanning feature for downloads. Downloads deemed risky will have the option to upload them to Google servers for a more in-depth scan before downloading. Twitter is updating its UI to better highlight Twitter Spaces. Around 500 people from the original Spaces beta test will see the new Spaces Discovery tab on their bottom bar, giving users a centralized location to locate and join spaces, as well as the ability to set reminders for scheduled spaces. This feature is expected to roll out to more users in the near future. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.